This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Britain and the United States are condemning what they said were a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence, including attempts to disrupt next year's Olympic and Paralympic Games in Tokyo. British and U.S. officials said the attacks were conducted by a unit of Russia's GRU military intelligence agency. Assistant Attorney General John C. Demers of the Department of Justice's National Security Division.
No country has weaponized its cyber capabilities as maliciously and irresponsibly as Russia, wantonly causing unprecedented collateral damage to pursue small tactical advantages and fits of spite.
In an indictment unsealed on Monday, the U.S. Justice Department said six members of the unit had played key roles in attacks on targets ranging from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to the 2017 French elections. Well, let's not call it the home stretch quite yet. But the 2020 presidential campaign sure has home in sight, and with not too much of a stretch at that. 2 weeks from today will tell the tale as the president last night was in Tucson in the western state of Arizona.
The pandemic, it's rounding the turn. Vaccines are coming. And I look fine, don't I? You know.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris, was in the swing state of Florida speaking in Jacksonville.
What is ahead of us is to fight. It's to fight knowing that we don't want a president of the United States who spends full time trying to sow hate and division between us. That's not who we are. We know that in the beauty of the diversity of who we are, the vast majority of us have so much more in common than what separates us.
This is VOA News. The second and final debate before the U.S. presidential election appears set to go forward with new rules in place meant to prevent the candidates from talking over each other. AP's Mike Gracia has this report.
President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will each be allowed to make uninterrupted remarks for 2 minutes per topic in Thursday night's final presidential debate. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debate says the microphone for the candidate who is not supposed to be speaking will be muted during the 2 minutes that are allowed for opening remarks on each debate topic. The Trump campaign had pressured the commission to avoid changing the rules, but the Biden campaign wanted a more ordered format, hoping to avoid a repeat of the September 29th free-for-all.
Sir,
I understand. You've agreed to the 2 minutes, so please let him have it.
Do I get my time back?
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Kristen Welker, a respected NBC White House reporter, is moderating the debate and has chosen to ask President Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden about fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is reporting some progress in advance of a Tuesday deadline for reaching a pre-election deal with President Trump on a new coronavirus relief package. But the same problems bedeviling the effort remain in place despite optimistic talk from the president and his team. Speaker Pelosi negotiated for nearly an hour on Monday with President Trump's top emissary, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Argentina has reached a grim milestone in the pandemic, becoming the fifth country in the world to surpass 1 million coronavirus cases. Across Latin America, three other nations are expected to reach 1 million cases in the coming weeks: Colombia, Mexico, and Peru. The somber point comes as Latin America continues to register some of the world's highest daily case counts. And though some nations have seen important declines overall, there has been little relief. President Trump says the U.S. will remove Sudan from its list of state sponsors of terrorism after the country follows through on an agreement to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to U.S. terror victims and their families. The president tweeted on Monday, quote, "Great news. New government of Sudan, which is making great progress, agreed to pay $335 million to a U.S. terror victims and families. Once deposited, I will lift Sudan from the state sponsors of terrorism list. At long last, justice for the American people and a big step for Sudan." The move would allow Sudan to once again receive international loans. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.